and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
It's hour number two of Pensacola right now. Happy Tuesday. I'm Joe Gracie alongside, getting you caught up on everything happening in the world today. And here locally, the big story is, wow, the sun's out and there's no active weather warnings. And there's still a, 40% chance of a thunderstorm or two later on this evening and overnight. But we're not expecting any severe weather, so that is certainly good news.
But we're 2 for 5 for the rest of the week. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. But for now, things looking good. The radar looking really nice. Today's top three stories here. The big story continues to be the search as the hours are getting less and less into the amount of breathable oxygen that the five people on board the mini tourist submersible have, if they are still alive. The U.S. Coast Guard gave an update this afternoon for reporters.
There's about 40 hours of breathable air left based on that initial report. Again, that was just the initial report based on 96 hours from when the vessel...
And that was Captain Jamie Frederick there. Also asked the question that we all want to know.
If your submersibles can find this sub, is there any way to retrieve it and save the people on board?
Yeah, so right now all of our efforts are focused on finding the sub. What I will tell you is we have a group of our nation's best experts in the Unified Command, and if we get to that point, those experts will be looking at what the next course of action is.
So not really a direct answer to that question. He may not know. They may not know if there is an option there until they find it and see, is it stuck in anything? Is it even still intact? Questions that we just simply may never know the answer to, but we're certainly wishing for the best. Hunter Biden reaching a plea deal with the feds today. According to the agreement, the president's son will plead guilty to a pair of misdemeanor tax charges, and federal prosecutors will drop the felony charge against Hunter Biden for possessing a firearm while being a user of illegal drugs if he completes 2 years of probation. This was all President Biden had to say when he was peppered with questions from reporters ahead of a meeting on AI in San Francisco.
I'm very proud of my son.
And that was it. The governor of Pennsylvania says traffic will begin flowing along I-95 again this weekend. A portion of the highway has been closed since the bridge collapsed last week due to a tanker truck fire. Governor Josh Shapiro, though, says paving could start tomorrow, and the temporary roadway with 6 lanes open to traffic will be used until a permanent fix is completed. 5:15 right now, we'll see how the roads are looking here at home and a check of your weather.
While our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, no accidents reported by FHP that are causing any major slowdowns. We do have some slight delays on Avalon Boulevard. That's going to be off of Commerce Road. There is a roadblock. We have some slight delays in the northbound direction, but if you see anything else on the roads or have any other details, please give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. As we were saying earlier, no severe weather, and we're actually looking great this afternoon, which is a nice change of pace. It's a low of 73, and we still do have a 40% chance of rain for this evening, but nothing in our area currently that is showing like it's going to have rain this evening. With, again, a low of 73, it's 85 in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some local headlines now, the National Weather Service is confirming an EF2 tornado ripped through parts of Pensacola and Pensacola Beach during Thursday night's round of severe storms. That storm had estimated peak wind speeds of 120 miles per hour, also straight-line wind damage of 65 to 75 miles per hour. We talked to meteorologist Steve Miller about the historic amounts of rainfall we had, too.
Pensacola at the airport climate station, they've had reported as of midnight last night, 12.81 inches of rain. which is 8.26 inches above what normally happens in that time period.
Yeah, just a wild night that was. Also, we heard from Escambia Sheriff Chief Deputy Andrew Hobbs talking about the deputy who risked his own life to save a citizen during that flooding on Thursday. Hobbs here describing the danger that Deputy William Hollingsworth was in last Thursday.
You know, people don't understand when he got pulled into that, when he was reaching for that citizen that was already in there, he gets pulled back. He's going backwards in there, feet first, face down. So he has no idea where he's at, and it's pitch dark. If you've seen the video truly doesn't give it enough credit of how dangerous
that means water
would
be rushing up.
And Hollingsworth and Citizen were both pulled more than 100 feet through the storm drain underneath Highway 98 there. Over in Santa Rosa County, a terrible incident overnight, about 6:30 yesterday evening, a fatal shooting on Wallace Lake Road in Pace. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office identifying the victim as 24-year-old Joseph Lieb, who was shot and killed while driving away in his car and then crashed into some nearby woods. Deputies say they do have a suspect identified and are working to locate and apprehend that individual. Earlier today, we heard from both Pensacola Police and the Escambia Sheriff's Office regarding the ShotSpotter technology that both departments will be getting sometime next year, and PPD outlining what their coverage area will be when that technology arrives. Chief Eric Randall says their 3-square-mile coverage area will be Tarragona Street west to the city line, with Avery Street serving as the northern border and Main Street out the south end.
In regards to being able to come up with this coverage area, we utilize data from 2019 all the way up to 2022. Looking at that data, there was about 400 shots fired call here in the city alone. And we looked at that data, extrapolated it down to be able to get the most benefit for our buck.
And meanwhile, Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says their sensors will cover the Mayfair and Montclair neighborhoods. UWF offering a new MBA program this fall with a focus on executive leadership. The graduate program is called Leadership Practice and Purpose. It'll be offered fully online. It's geared for professionals with at least 5 years of managerial experience, and it's one of only a few in the nation to emphasize leadership. And Fort Pickens area will be reopening tomorrow for day use. That according to the Gulf Islands National Seashore, starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Their regular day use hours, 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. Meanwhile, campground loops A, B, and D will be reopening on Thursday at 2 p.m. Loops C and E will remain closed, as will Langdon Beach and parking lots 19A due to flooding. 5:20 right now. We'll take a break, come back with a look at our state and national headlines on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT impact-resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now, through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WindGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled Strength for Life program to tell you that Northstone Baptist Church in Northwest Pensacola is hosting an activity specifically for teens this Saturday, June 24, from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Because it's summer, it has to be a water activity. And with the help of the Pensacola Fire Department and our 11 acres, that's exactly what it will be. We'll have a mud pit to throw other people into, and more water balloons than the population of Northwest Florida. Expect to leave soaked, expect fierce team competition, and expect to have a lot of fun. Our address is 2550 West 9 Mile Road. The activity is open to everyone, from rising 7th graders through high school students who have just graduated. Come join us this Saturday from 2 to 4:30 at Northstone Baptist Church. For more information about the church, visit northstonebaptist.org. For more information about our weekly Strength for Life programs, videos, and other media, visit strengthforlife.church or our YouTube channel, Strength for Life Pensacola.
Behold, the Ansac Lawn. Beautiful, durable, built from the roots up to thrive and withstand the wear and tear of everyday life on the Gulf Coast. And like you, we know a healthy lawn is more than just another pretty space. It's the neighborhood soccer field. It's a summertime water park with free admission. It's a backyard campground where imaginations soar. At NSEC, we believe that a healthy lawn adds to the quality of life at home. That's why we engineer each lawn to succeed, with free soil samples that provide a detailed analysis of your lawn's soil, letting us know exactly what your lawn needs to thrive. Plus, with NSEC Lawn Service, you'll get unlimited service calls. After all, that's not just any old lawn, that's your lawn. And to make it grow at its best, you need a better lawn service. NSEC, guaranteed lawn care. Get growing with NSEC today. Visit NSEC.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Tuesday afternoon. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our state and national headlines. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We are seeing some slowdowns on Avalon Boulevard. This is due to an accident. Scene of the accident is right off of Commerce Road. Has a roadblock and causing slowdowns in the northbound direction. If you see anything else on the roads causing delays, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And for weather, we are going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Widespread rain chances continue into Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. From a percentage perspective, it's about 70-80% chances every single afternoon during the daytime. Good news is the severe weather risk has dialed back quite a bit. A few isolated storms could be on the stronger side, but we're not expecting widespread severe weather. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s below normal. A few inches of additional rainfall possible as we wrap up the work week. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 85 right now in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 84 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is sponsored by Fresh from Florida. Hey, shoppers, it's your local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon is in season right now. You can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. In our state headlines, Brett Watch continues, and the system right behind it, too. The storm tracker has a storm tracker's attention. But there is some good news when it comes to the tropical storm. The National Weather Center's Robbie Burge says that the recent changes, Puerto Rico and the lesser Antilles are going to be spared from the brunt of Brent. The wave behind Brent is off the coast of Africa, is expected to develop into a tropical depression, and over the next couple days, it's going to be moving westward towards the central Atlantic.
Yeah, and looking at the advisory from the National Hurricane Center that they put out at 4 o'clock our time, the track of Brett has also shifted further southward. Yesterday, the cone of uncertainty kind of had it going towards the Dominican Republic there. But now, after crossing the islands there of the Antilles, Puerto Rico, looks like it will maintain tropical storm strength, as Gracie said, not forecasted to develop into a hurricane, and looks like it's going to either kind of fizzle out or just kind of slowly die out, and maybe getting some heavy rain on Nicaragua, Honduras, and Central America. But this does not look like it's going to impact the U.S. mainland. So that certainly good news as we need a break from the weather, which yep. which we're getting today. The trial of the former Parkland resource officer accused of child neglect during the 2018 massacre is continuing. State prosecutors are interviewing witnesses on the stand today.
Just from the sound of it.
Can you just describe to the jury what you mean by that?
It was like a boom sound. It's like it was enclosed. I've heard shots outdoors before and also inside. It would sound like the shot was just enclosed.
And the defense maintained Scott Peterson, who was the only armed person on campus, was not able to determine from where the gunshots were coming. He faces up to 98 years behind bars for failing to confront the Parkland school shooter.
Former President Trump is scheduled to stand trial in August in Fort Pierce for his alleged mishandling of classified documents. Federal Judge Aline Cannon ordered the jury trial to begin on August 14th. White House correspondent John Decker believes that it'll likely get pushed back as Trump's team is expected to request a delay. And Trump is accused of storing classified documents in his Mar-a-Lago home and refusing to turn them over when they were requested.
A few national headlines here before we get to the Fox News update. A deadly day in the Big Apple yesterday. Four people died, including a 16-year-old boy, following a string of shootings across New York City. Meanwhile, in Milwaukee, six people shot following a Juneteenth celebration involving a fight between multiple females, four female victims, two male victims, all between the ages of 14 and 19. NATO Secretary General says Ukraine won't receive a formal invitation to join the alliance at its summit in Lithuania next month. Jens Stoltenberg said NATO has not discussed the issue of Ukraine's membership, but he says they're working on it. And a new poll shows support for former President Trump falling slightly following his indictment on federal charges. The CNN poll, though, shows Trump still leads the GOP presidential primary field for 2024. 47% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents say they support Trump, down from 53% who said the same last month. In second place, Governor Ron DeSantis with 26%. Fox News Update is followed by Your Money Now, which is brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Rescue officials expressed concern about the diminishing oxygen supply for the five people aboard a missing tourism submersible that disappeared in the Atlantic while diving on the side of the Titanic wreckage.
An ROV, remote-operated vehicle, now diving, hunting underneath the water. Sonar being used. The Canadian Coast Guard has a cutter. They're headed to the scene. Private research vessels are also rushing to the scene, though it's not clear what sort of assets and expertise they'll ultimately bring to the table.
Fox's Molly Line. Experts say if the vessel is still intact, there's less than 40 hours of oxygen left available. Tropical storm Brett is making its way toward the Windward Islands, where it could bring heavy rain.
Watches or warnings could be posted for Caribbean islands soon. A second low-pressure area is still thought to be ready to develop into a cyclone in the next day or so.
Fox's Eben Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. If you're planning on a job change in the next 12 months, you're not alone. PricewaterhouseCoopers says a quarter of workers surveyed expect to make a change, up from 19% a year ago. Meanwhile, 42% of employees surveyed are planning to demand pay hikes to cope with the higher cost of living, up from 35% last year. How rough is it for some? Well, 46% of respondents said either that their households were struggling to pay bills every month or that they could not pay bills most of the time. After a recent solid rally, stocks finished in the red for a second straight session. The S&P 500 shed 20 points today. The Dow Industrial slid 245. The NASDAQ Composite lost 22. Looking for a family movie experience at an affordable price? Well, beginning tomorrow, Cinemark's Summer Movie Clubhouse program is back. You can see select movies for $1.50 every Wednesday morning at nearly 200 Cinemark locations in 35 states starting tomorrow. That's your money now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill?
Join Compass Solar Energy this Friday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we navigate through the rising costs of energy Friday at 9 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sportsman. It's sponsored by Angie. It's easier than ever to get home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. NBA players are defined by how many rings they win, which puts Damian Lillard in a tough spot in Portland. They have the number 3 pick in Thursday's draft, but he's 32. This is legacy time. Make like an NBA star and get yourself to a contender, because it's now or never for Damian Lillard's chance to win an NBA title. I'm Andrew Perloff.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have it all with the Disney Bundle. Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Watch Avatar The Way of Water and Secret Invasion streaming soon on Disney Plus.
One last fight.
On Hulu, check out The Kardashians and White Men Can't Jump.
You ready?
All right. Then, catch the NHL, UFC, and MLB on ESPN Plus. The Disney Bundle, starting at just $9.99 a month. All of these and more, now streaming. Plans with ESPN Plus starting at $12.99 a month. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm
and help your neighbors.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're enjoying this nice weather we're getting this Thursday, or excuse me, this Tuesday afternoon. Bands on the Beach is tonight, starts at 7 if you're making your way to Pensacola Beach. Should be a great night for Bands on the Beach. Got to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our what's going on in the world of sports this evening. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. We do have slowdowns on Avalon Boulevard. This is going to be in the northbound direction due to an accident. Scene of the accident is right off of Commerce Road. So expect some slowdowns if you're heading from I-10 towards Highway 90 on Avalon Boulevard. If you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And for weather, we are going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Widespread rain chances continue into Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. From a percentage perspective, it's about 70 to 80% chances every single afternoon during the daytime. Good news is the severe weather risk has dialed back quite a bit. A few isolated storms could be on the stronger side, but we're not expecting widespread severe weather. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s below normal. A few inches of additional rainfall possible as we wrap up the work week. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. We are looking good weather-wise on the News Radio ThreatNet radar. It's 85 in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 84 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And looking at the Major League Baseball schedule tonight, actually a few nice matchups here. Featuring our teams of local interest, NL East matchup between the Phillies and the Braves. Philadelphia hosting that. So that'll be game one of a doubleheader on TBS. That game starts in about 2 minutes. That'll be followed by the Angels and the Dodgers at about 9:07. Also starting at 5:40, the Tampa Bay Rays hosting the Orioles and the Marlins continuing their season series with the Blue Jays. College World Series action, TCU beat Oral Roberts 6-1 earlier today, and LSU takes on Tennessee starting at 6 o'clock. Both of these games, a win-or-go-home matchup, I believe, if I'm correct here. TCU with the win advances to play Florida, and then LSU would, the winner would take on Wake Forest. Wake Forest beat LSU last night. Remember, it's a double elimination tournament, so whoever wins this LSU-Tennessee matchup would then face Wake Forest, who has still not lost a game, and then they would have to beat them twice to advance to the championship round against either Florida or TCU. So I believe that is how that is working out right now. Other NFL, some NFL notes today. Two biggest free agents could be a package deal. Dalvin Cook says it would be epic if he and DeAndre Hopkins signed for the same team. Cook says the two haven't discussed it yet, but that he would reach out to him. Also, future Hall of Famer J.J. Watt could be making the move to the TV booth. The New York Post says that he's had several offers to become a TV analyst, with CBS viewed as the favorite, and NBC and NFL Network also expressing interest. Health, business, and science notes. Gracie taking another victory lap this week. NASA now on the record saying a UFO did not crash land in northwest Las Vegas. Instead, officials say the bright green light that shot across the sky in the early morning hours of May 1st was, in fact, a meteor. Footage of the meteor was caught on a police officer's body camera, and a short time later, a man called 911 to report two large non-human beings were in his backyard. Metro Police closed their investigation and are calling the reported encounter unfounded. Gracie, I will just say this. Unfounded does not mean it unconfirmed. Well, actually, no, it does. it does not mean it didn't happen, just that it's unfounded. It's not confirmed, but it they are not effectively ruling out saying that it definitely did not happen. They're just saying we cannot confirm that it did. So
they're hiding something?
No,
what do you say?
Maybe they're hiding, or maybe they just say, hey, there's just not enough evidence here. And also just the fact that it was a meteor does not mean that maybe the aliens
came on the meteor.
They came on the meteor, or that was a diversion.
That's what it was.
It just leads to more questions. than answers.
Okay, Joe. Well, in other business news, home construction is surging, climbing nearly 22% from April to May of this year. The Census Bureau says that home building went far beyond what was expected, which was actually 0.1% decline. That could be due to low housing inventory in existing markets, sparking interest in new housing.
The first AI radio host hit the airwaves in Oregon last week. Its name is AI Ashley, based on a real host named Ashley Z. Elzinga. It's not replacing her, and she's still getting paid the same. The station says she's just sharing her hosting duties. They're doing a hybrid situation where the real Ashley hosts some of the segments, and AI Ashley, who sounds almost identical, hosts others. When AI Ashley is on, apparently, the real Ashley Z says she's doing other things like community outreach, managing social media, working on digital assets, and other elements of the job.
Sounds like a dream.
It sounds amazing. That I would love to be able to do community outreach, manage social media, and other elements of the job from about, oh, I don't know, 5 to 7 each day in my, quote, home office while AI Joe hosts the show.
If anyone says they're managing social media,
that means they are at home on their recliner
on social
sipping
media.
On a Mai Tai.
Yeah.
Yes. Playing on Twitter and Facebook.
Literally. Okay. Well, last one for business and science. Spotify is preparing to launch pricier subscription tier. That's according to Bloomberg, which says that they're offering the new offering is going to be launched in the international markets before the U.S., and it's a new supreme tier. It's going to be internal offering CD quality music. Spotify also plans to increase access to audiobooks for subscribers of its current premium tier. Individual premium tier subscriptions currently cost about $10 a month.
And Anheuser-Busch says Bud Light is coming back after a boycott fueled by anti-trans backlash to an ad campaign. The company's top marketing executive calls it a wake-up call for their marketing team to stay humble. Bud Light sales dropped after the company partnered with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. I thought that was interesting. I read some articles on this where the executive talked specifically about the wake-up call for their marketing team and the stay humble. And one of the things that I mentioned last hour in talking about this is that I think that if this was just about Dylan Mulvaney, that this would have kind of died out, and then Bud Light would have been coming back a little bit. And I understand the backlash behind the Dylan Mulvaney situation, but remember, this was not necessarily an ad campaign as much as it was just a partnership where Bud Light was, you know, celebrating with Dylan and the trans journey that Dylan's been on. And so they made Bud Light cans with Dylan's face on it. If that was all it was, I think this would be over a long time ago. I think what really compounded and made things a lot worse was the interview that the current, or at the time, the VP marketing executive gave, where she essentially got on this giant soapbox about the reason why they were, you know, making this change, and really disparaged what has been Bud Light's long-standing customer base. Mm-hmm. That, I think, has as much, if not more, to do with the situation that Bud Light has found itself in. And when you tick off, I mean, you know, when you go after the people that have been faithful and been loyal, I mean, why would they come back?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if Bud Light will ever kind of regain that, that top of the pyramid in terms of beer sales or not. But the fact that it was Dylan Mulvaney plus the marketing executive going on that spiel about, you know, what her mission was and that she was trying to get away from the fratty, not funny joke, blah, blah, blah. I think that had more, at least equal amount of a blame on the Bud Light brand there.
And we might have covered this and I might have just forgot. Did that marketing consultant end up getting fired?
Well, quote, leave of absence.
Oh, okay.
But yes.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, the whole mutual, not mutual.
It would have blown
she's
over.
She's not coming back.
Yeah, I'm sure. Maybe it wouldn't have blown over completely, but it wouldn't be as crazy as it is now. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather before we finish off this segment. We're still looking good on I-10 and I-110, and our slowdowns on Avalon Boulevard have cleared up. If you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For traffic, we are looking good right now, for weather, we are looking good right now. We still have a 40% chance of rain for this evening, but taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, there's nothing in our area that is going to be causing any rain, and it's low of 73. It's 85 in Pensacola, 86 in Gulf Breeze, and 84 in Milton. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3. In pop culture news, we did get an update on BB Rexha. So the fan who threw the phone at the singer BB Rexha over the weekend is admitting why he did it. According to the criminal complaint, the 27-year-old says that he threw the device during BB Rexha's show because he wanted to see if he could hit her, and he thought it would be funny.
Grow up, dude.
Yeah. BB Rexha was treated for an injury above her eye, and she's expected to be back on stage tonight.
Actor Jonathan Majors will go to trial in August for domestic violence charges. The Marvel and Creed 3 star appeared in court for about 2 minutes this morning to learn his trial date. Majors is facing a year in if convicted. He was arrested in March and has since been dropped by his management team and several big-time movie projects that were in the works.
And actor John Goodman is showing off his recent dramatic weight loss. The 70-year-old actor said that he used to weigh around 400 pounds, decided to lose weight because he said that he didn't see him. He didn't like who he saw in the mirror, and he's lost around 200 pounds.
Very cool. A self-proclaimed ticket-buying expert says the key to getting good seats at the hottest concerts is to treat it like it's basically a military operation. Gracie, I don't know if you've ever gone to the lengths that this person recommends, but, you know, if there's a big concert, you know, if Taylor Swift were to come to the Bay Center, maybe this is something that you and I can employ. So you got to make it a team effort, number one, with as many people as possible trying to buy. Don't all be on the same Wi-Fi. If it slows down or gets overloaded, nobody will get seats. Tablets might be better than computers, and you got to know the venue and the seats you want. Be familiar with the site and have a specific section in mind. You might only have seconds, so don't go in cold.
I mean, there is no messing around for some of these concerts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm wondering what I'm going to get. Uh-uh. No, you got to get in, get out, know what you want. So, I mean, that's basically
I've had it happen too. I kind of went through this with when PS5s were really backed up because, you know, the supply chain and all that. So, yeah, I mean, I was able to finally get one after, I don't know, two or three tries. You know, I didn't have to wait that long, thankfully. But, you know, I followed a couple guys on Twitter, and I had the notifications turned on to where when and they would tweet and say, okay, you know, we're expecting a drop at this time for Target or Best Buy mm-hmm. or wherever. And so I had my notifications on or whatever, and I made sure that I was signed into Target because I knew the link would take me there. And you got to just put it in your cart, and you got to repeat. And you know, there were times where it would say, yes, we have it available in stock, and you wait just a few seconds. You say, you know, go ahead and purchase, and it says, I'm sorry, you know, two people beat you in the 3 seconds it took you to think about it. So
we live in such a strange time.
Yeah.
Do you think our parents would never have to have dealt with this?
Yeah.
Gonna get a quick break before we come back with some wacky weird stuff. More wacky weird stuff and good news to end off this Tuesday right here on Pensacola right now.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in business, locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Going to get a quick look at the roads and weather just shy of 555 right now. We're actually looking really good on the roads with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, and our slowdowns on Avalon Boulevard have cleared up. If you see anything else, just give me a call to 850-2626-111. That's the traffic line number. And for weather, we're also looking good. Nothing on the ThreatNet radar that's showing any rain for this evening. We do have a low of 73 for this evening. It's 85 right now in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 84 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
So a recent contestant on The Price is Right had a painfully exhilarating experience.
Let me explain what happened. Henry, this is Alice, Henry's wife. How you doing? Henry was celebrating and going, woo, and he dislocated his shoulder. I know. So he's not going to be able to spin the wheel, but Alice is going to spin the wheel for him. Good luck. Here we go. You want to say hi to somebody?
Hi to my family, my wife, my baby, Cece, at home, and all my friends watching.
Thank you. How about... 95! Don't hurt yourself.
So that happened on Thursday. I didn't see it. I apologize if this has been known for a while, but of course we were pretty busy on Thursday and Friday. But so yeah, with that 95-cent wheel spin that his wife did, Henry went on to the Showcase Showdown and won a trip to Hawaii there.
Wow.
So I guess it was worth it.
Oh my goodness. Well, hopefully he can get his shoulder all fixed up
before his
trip. Well, another weird one out of a New Jersey high school. A New Jersey high school graduating class of 2023 has people seeing double, literally. 11 sets of twins are in this graduating class, which is a record.
It's so, I mean.
What is that?
I'm trying to think back in my lifetime how many twins I've known, and I would say, or even encountered, and especially going back to high school, I mean, maybe two or three. I mean, 11 in one high school? That's
in one graduating class. Yeah, so yeah. That's even, I mean, I went to a pretty big high school and maybe there was 11, you know, throughout all 4 years, but in one class? Well, the 22 seniors had their own section in the yearbook and they're graduating this Thursday.
Let's see what else we got here. Oh yes, the Coast Guard apparently has its own fleet of tricycles, and we know this now because a Florida woman stole one last Wednesday. She hopped a fence at the St. Pete Clearwater Airport and hopped on a Coast Guard trikey. She then rode it across an active taxiway, abandoned it, and then tried to get on an Allegiant Air flight. Unsuccessfully, I may add.
So weird. Another just weird one out of Florida involving a bike, too, and actually in Clearwater. A Florida woman was found with a baby raccoon in her bag after police searched her belongings during a bicycle stop. According to the Clearwater Police Department, the 43-year-old woman was stopped while riding her bicycle. She didn't have lights on during night, so that's why she was stopped. She was speaking with the police, and she gave them verbal consent to search her backpack. Police found a broken pipe in her backpack that did pass a the field test indicated that it did have meth on it. She told the police officers that she forgot that the pipe was in her bag, and she used meth just a few days prior. Well, also under the investigation and looking into her backpack, they found a baby raccoon. The raccoon was only a week old, so don't know what she was doing with it, where she got it.
I mean, I don't know this from experience, but I've heard that, you know, meth will make you do weird stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like pick up baby raccoons and put them in a backpack. Texter says, back when I was in elementary school, I was in, we had 22 sets of twins. And now I have twins of my own. So I guess maybe it's not that uncommon. I mean, yeah. It is to me, but I mean, 11 twins in one graduating class, that's absolutely nuts. By the way, I may have been living under a rock when it comes to, you know, Pat Sajak, and, you know, he really is leaving the best job in the country, and whoever gets that is getting the best job in the world. So he made $15 million a year, and apparently he only tapes 4 days a month. So, like, Thursday and Friday, like every other week, yeah, he goes in and they tape like 8 shows in a day. So he works 36 days a year for $15 million. So that's what he's leaving, and that's what somebody is going to get when they replace Pat Sajak next season. So how crazy is that?
So I think I have a new dream job, being the host of Wheel of Fortune.
With an AI assistant that can help you out half of the time.
While I do my social media
that's
posts,
right.
Obviously.
5:59, Channel 3 update coming up for 6 o'clock. We'll see in about 12 minutes for another rundown of everything going on in your world today. Happy Tuesday. Bright, sunshiny day here in Pensacola.
You're listening to